Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject, sin and acceptance. Sin is everywhere, and the Bible tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. And of course, everybody sins. We know that's so, because everybody comes to the place of death. There's no one that's ever escaped. My, I wish I could tell you that there's a way that we would be able to escape physical death. But it's impossible, because death comes upon all men, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. But how can we ever be accepted by God if we're all sinners? How can it ever happen that God would look upon us with favor and mercy and give us grace? How could we ever be saved if we're all sinners? Don't you think that we ought to try to work our way into heaven? And there's a lot of folks that are trying that. But you know, it just simply will not work. People can do all kinds of good things, and yet the Bible is still true. People can go to church, and you know, I think folks ought to go to church. People can read their Bibles, and you know, it's important to read your Bible, because when you read the Bible, that's where you find out about Jesus Christ. A lot of folks can give their tithes and give their offerings, and that's something that ought to be done, but in all of those things, salvation will not be had at all, because salvation is not of works at all. People can say, well, what I'm going to do, I am going to join the church. Well, that's admirable. But you know, salvation is not in the church. It's not at all. Somebody said one time, a long time ago, you know, Baptists believe that only Baptists are going to go to heaven. Well, you know, I do not know any Baptist that believes that. But I'll tell you what some Baptists believe, and I'm one of them. I do not believe that all Baptists are going to go to heaven. Now, that may be a remarkable statement. And I believe that there's folks that are not Baptists that are going to go to heaven. You know what the Bible says about who's going to go to heaven? It's all of those folks that trust in Jesus Christ for their eternal salvation. And that's true whether they're a Baptist or whether they're not. But anybody that trusts Jesus Christ is saved by the grace of God. But what about all of that sin, and how do we handle all of that? Somebody said, well, you know, if joining the church will not save me, then I think I'll just be baptized and that'll save me. Let me tell you, if you're trusting in your baptism instead of trusting in Jesus, you're not going to be saved. You can trust in your good works, but if you don't trust in Jesus, you're not going to be saved. Notice what the Bible tells us here in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Notice Romans chapter 3 and verse 10 through verse 11. The Bible said, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. These verses, Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, are a quote from Psalms 14, verse 1 through 3. And those verses say this: "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." The Bible goes on and says, "They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." Wow. Is sin so widespread that none can be acceptable with God? Well, the Bible said, through your works, you can never be acceptable to God. Though you would move mountains, though you would do all kinds of things, you would never be accepted of God until you trust Jesus Christ. Think of the Apostle Paul. Here is a man who was doing a lot of good works, he thought. Of course, before Paul was saved, his name was Saul. And he was a Pharisee. Not only a Pharisee, but a Pharisee of the Pharisees. And he was faithful to the Pharisaic religion, but he was not faithful to the religion that Jesus Christ was teaching. As a Pharisee, Paul was seeking to earn God's acceptance by fulfilling the divine law. But notice this. When Paul, on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, when Paul was saved, now listen, when Paul was saved, he came to see that it was not a matter of earning God's acceptance, but rather of coming to accept God's acceptance of him through Jesus Christ. You see, Paul came to see that there was a sharp antithesis between the law and God. Paul came to see that the law was a means of self-help. The law is supposedly a way of one earning their salvation. That's what Paul was trying to do. But Paul saw that all of that was useless, vain, and nothing at all. Because as energetic as Paul was toward serving the God that he knew, that was all nothing whatsoever. Paul was very energetic in keeping the law. Paul was energetic in working for Jesus Christ. And yet Paul had never trusted Jesus Christ. You see, grace is God's way of salvation. A salvation that is totally unearned and undeserved. Notice what the Bible says here in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. The Bible said, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Notice the two things here that we're talking about this morning, sin and acceptance. We are justified freely by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is not of our works. It is not of our merit. You see, we are sinners. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 that we were dead in trespasses and in sins, and that we walked according to the course of this world. We walked according to the prince of the power of the air, that is the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We were following Satan. We were blinded to our sin, but the light of Jesus Christ opened our eyes and we saw that we were indeed a sinner. And all the works that we did was nothing at all. Notice this, when a person is saved, they come to see that it is not salvation that they have earned, but rather salvation is the gift of God unto them. They come to see that it is what Jesus Christ has done for them on the cross of Calvary. It is the redemption of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who has died on the cross. It is Jesus who has shed His blood. And it is a trust in Jesus Christ. It is a trusting the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, and not a dependence upon any work whatsoever that we do. Notice what the Bible said in Romans chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible said, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. And notice Romans 11, verse 5 and verse 6. Even so then at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. That may be some confusing language, but if you just study that for a little bit, the end result of it all is that we're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, Israel is a nation today because of the grace of God, not because they've worked for it, not because they've earned it, not because they deserve it, but rather it's a gift that God has given to them. God is keeping His promise to Israel. That's why that Israel is a nation today. Do you know why I'm saved? It's not because I've earned it. It's not because I've worked for it. It's not because I deserve salvation. Rather, I'm saved because God is keeping the promise that He made to Himself. And God elected me from before the foundations of this world. God wrote my name in the book of life, not when I believed in Him, but rather in eternity. God wrote my name then. And I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ because of God's grace and mercy toward me. I do not have anything to brag about except about my Jesus who has saved my unworthy soul from a devil's hell. I am saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the workmanship of God. It is not my work that saves me, but rather the work that Jesus Christ did in my behalf on the cross of Calvary when Jesus Christ took my sins upon Himself and gave me His righteousness. I'm not righteous because of my good works. I don't have any. Rather, I am righteous because I have the righteousness of God upon me. That righteousness has been imputed unto me. It is not because of my good works. Rather, it's because of the good work of Jesus Christ on the cross that He took my sins upon Himself. What about sin? How is it taken care of? Sin is taken care of by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, one of these days, I am going to be with my Jesus Christ in heaven. And there Jesus Christ is going to pass out crowns of righteousness and rewards. He is going to give me some of those because that's what the Bible says. Not because I've earned those things, but rather because by His own grace and mercy, He's allowed me to be faithful unto Him. And He is going to give me those crowns and those rewards. And do you know what the Bible says that I shall then do with those crowns and with those rewards? I'm not going to look at those and say, oh boy, look what I've done. No, the Bible said, not of works, lest any man should boast. But the Bible said that I'm going to take those crowns and those rewards, and I'm going to cast those rewards back at the feet of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to say, Lord, You are the one that is worthy. It is by Your grace. It is by Your mercy. It is not of any works that I've done, because my sin has condemned me to an eternity away from God. My sins are condemning me to death in this physical body. But Jesus Christ has said, I will give you life. And that's why that I am saved today. It's not by my work, but rather it's by the work of Jesus Christ. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.